We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. It happened near a major landmark in the middle of the afternoon. Police are now investigating a fatal stabbing near the Willis Tower yesterday. The details from WBBM's Jan Coleman.
Police say the 31-year-old woman was walking in the 400 block of South Wacker Drive when a man approached, pulled a knife, stabbed her in the back, then fled. The woman was quickly transported to Northwestern Memorial. Doctors were not able to save her. The location of the attack is about a block from Willis Tower, also near some homeless encampments. Police did not offer a description of the suspect. They're only speculating the suspect may have been homeless. More information about the young woman will be released after her family has been notified. Jan Coleman, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
One man is dead, a woman critically injured in a shooting in the Humboldt Park neighborhood last night. Police say it happened around 9:15 at Division in Kedzie. Investigators say the 24-year-old man and 25-year-old woman were ambushed by up to three males who fired shots at them. The man was taken to Saints Mary and Elizabeth Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. The woman was hit in the head and is in critical condition at Stroger Hospital. A fifth person has now died in last week's mass shooting in Englewood. The 25-year-old woman was pronounced dead yesterday afternoon. Police are still looking for the two gunmen who burst into the apartment building at 62nd and Morgan early Tuesday morning and shot eight people. A 29-year-old man is dead after a hit-and-run crash in the West Side. Police say it happened just after 2:30 this morning on Homan near Van Buren. A white Audi S8 was heading north on Homan when it hit a Polaris auto cycle that was headed south on Homan. The driver of the Polaris was taken to Stroger Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. A 30-year-old passenger is in stable condition. Police say the three occupants of the Audi got out of the car and ran away. A woman from Chicago is now accused of driving drunk and trying to evade Indiana State Police and the Borman Expressway. That chase ended in Lake Station early yesterday morning.
Makita Houston, who's 36 and has addresses in Chicago and Gary, faces preliminary charges of felony resisting law enforcement, driving while intoxicated, and reckless driving. Indiana State Police say they first noticed the woman was traveling at 25 miles an hour in the right-hand lane, then swerving into the center lane, nearly hitting another vehicle. Police say when they started after her, she swerved across all lanes of traffic multiple times, almost colliding with a semi. Dave Marcette, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The president of the Illinois Senate agrees with those who say a compromise is very near on a sweeping climate and clean energy bill for Illinois, but some nagging issues do remain. The story from WBBM political editor Craig Delamore.
The Illinois Senate adjourned this past week without a vote on an energy bill meant to generate clean jobs and reduce carbon emissions. But Senate President Don Harmon says agreement is near, even though the legislation would phase out coal-fired power plants.
I think everybody agrees coal plants are shutting down. There was just an announcement this week that two Illinois coal plants are going to shut down, not directly because of anything we did in Springfield, but because the economy and the energy markets are changing.
Even gas-fired plants would close later, though Harmon says there should be provisions for advancing technology.
Let's say a brand new natural gas plant comes online and adopts technology over the next several years that allows it to be a zero emission facility. It's not that we want to shut down natural gas plants. We want to shut down natural gas pollution. So we need to focus on what that ultimate objective is.
Governor Pritzker says if agreement is reached, he wants the legislature to return to Springfield for a vote. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Elgin cracking down on people shooting off illegal fireworks. The police department says it'll give out $750 tickets to anyone they catch shooting off illegal fireworks. The extra police patrols began on Friday night. That's earlier than usual, but the police department says the complaints about illegal fireworks have been ramping up throughout the month of June. A study at Northwestern Medicine giving scientists a better idea about how memory works in the brain.
The study focused on the part of the brain called the hippocampus. It's long been associated with long-term memory, But researchers at Northwestern Medicine say their study also shows it plays a role in short-term memory and decision-making. The study involved tracking eye movement and brain function of people who looked at complex pictures, which stimulated the hippocampus, which used short-term memory to help people interpret those images and make decisions based on what they see. Scientists say the findings could help develop therapies for memory-related aging and neurodegenerative diseases such as dementia. Jim Gudas, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago's U.S. Customs and Border Protection Office has a new boss.
Family, friends, and colleagues gathered this week for the swearing-in ceremony of LaFonda Sutton Burke as Director of Field Operations for the Chicago office. The move follows the retirement of outgoing DFO Robert White, who served Customs and Border Protection for 34 years. Sutton Burke now tasked with overseeing the largest geographic field office in the nation, one that includes Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, and Missouri. Suttenberg recently served as the area port director for the Los Angeles field office, overseeing all operational and administrative aspects of port security, passenger, tactical, and trade enforcement, and facilitation at four international terminals. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.